Tritons here scoring, and another steal by Aniwa Tate Jones there. He's picking pockets today. Tate Jones will take it up for the Tritons. Here, Tate Jones driving on Tucker, gets it to the lane, gets him to go up and jump, kicks it out to Magai, pulls up from three, gets it to go. Tyler Magai, red hot from the court. He's gotten 24 so far.
He's approaching his career high, 29.
There you go, as Barnes gets the floater to go there.
10 for Svoboda. Here, Montgomery will inbound, guarded closely by Elsholz. Gets it to here, Gallegos. Gallegos double teamed. Gets it up. Now 10 on the shot clock. She gets it over to Sigapong. Sigapong will get a screen there from Forsythe. Sigapong takes it to the lane, puts up a Hail Mary layup. No good. An offensive rebound by Gallegos. She puts it up with no time to go. She doesn't get it to go. This here, Tate Jones going to work on Sanga. Takes it to the lane and gets the layup to go. Pretty moves there by Aniwa Tate Jones. I believe that's his third layup of that fashion.
I believe you're right.
Yeah, he just gets the better of whoever's guarding him. A couple crossovers, a nice move. Gets some separation and takes it to the lane here as Bostic.
Welcome back for the start of overtime here on KSDT Sports. Here in overtime, we have another tip-off. It'll be between Nikishina and Katie Springs. Keep in mind, Nikishina is 6'6", and Katie Springs is 6'2". Excuse me, Katie Springs at 6 foot, a 6-inch difference here. But here the tip-off. Katie Springs wins the tip-off. Tritons get the ball here. Sigapong takes it up. 5 minutes here for overtime. Sigapong over to Springs. Springs back to Gallegos. Gallegos going to work, gets it in the corner to Montgomery. Montgomery guarded there by Leah Persa. Feeds it in nicely to Springs. Springs trying to go to work, puts up a little jumper, gets it to go.
Wonderful shot there.
Good spinning jumper by Katie Springs. Nice find by Montgomery.
Here, Adams will take it up here. Guarded by Gallegos. Kicks it over to Elsholz. Feeds it into Leah Persa. Leah Persa guarded closely by Pinto. Goes into the lane for a layup. Cannot get it to go. Rebounded there by Springs. Springs now dribbling. Throws it over to Pinto.
Here now, Sigapong resetting. The 17 on the shot clock. Gets it over to Pinto. Back to Sigapong here. 12 on the shot clock. Up by two. Sigapong double team over to Katie Springs with 6 on the shot clock. Pinto with a long range 3-point attempt. Cannot get it to go.
Here, Adams will take it up. Guarded by Gallegos. Adams swiped from behind by Katie Springs. Katie Springs running up. Kicks it back to Sigapong. Sigapong with a mid-range chance. Cannot get the jumper to go. But she jumps on her own rebound. There's a travel called, though. And the ball will go to CSUN.
This here, Sigapong is up with a little hobble. But here, Adams will take it up. With 19 on the shot clock. Kicks it over to Nikishiva. Back to Adams. Here, Chris Holtz with the three-point attempt. Elsholz knocks it down. Now they take a one-point lead. Elsholz with her eighth point of the day. 3 for 12 overall. 2 for 6 from deep. Here, Gallegos with 20 on the shot clock. Gets a screen from Springs. In the corner to Montgomery. Montgomery guarded by Smith. Gets a screen from Pinto. Montgomery now with a screen from Springs. Montgomery with a mid-range opportunity. Cannot get it to go. Offensive rebound there by Katie Springs. Kicks it out to Sigapong. Sigapong with a layup opportunity. Gets it to go. And is fouled on the play. And one opportunity for Samaya Sigapong.
Yes. Players here will be looking for those passes from Springs here. She's killing it with these rebounds.
Yeah, Springs has been getting it done in overtime here for the Tritons.
Here's Sigapong. Now up to 17 on the day so far. 5 for 8 from the line. The free throw is good. Now 18.
And taking it up will be Adams. Adams here with 2:40 left in overtime. Tritons leading 62-60. Nia Persa over to Smith. Smith over to Elsholz. Elsholz knocked down that crucial three-pointer last time. They had the ball here. Adams going to work on Gallegos. Gallegos, good defense. Here now, Nikki Shiva guarded closely, hounded by Springs. Backing her into the lane, but tried to pick it up. But a foul is called somehow, some way. Foul called by Katie Springs. On Katie Springs, her fifth personal foul. I believe in college, five is out. Fouling out, so now Miss Svoboda subs in for Katie Springs. Nikki Shiva definitely could have been called instead there for a travel. Said she's called with a foul. Nikki Shiva with two free throw opportunities. First one is good. Now 3 for 3 on the day.
Well, hopefully Svoboda can step in with those rebounds that Springs has been doing for the Tritons here.
Here the second one, no good. Yeah, the Tritons definitely lose a little bit of that edge. That aggressive mentality with Springs out of the game, but hopefully the Tritons can recuperate. Sigapong weaving up the court over to Montgomery, back to Sigapong. Now 2 minutes left here in overtime. Tritons leading by one. Here Sigapong gets a screen from Svoboda, takes it to the lane, puts it up, and is swatted. But right to Montgomery. Montgomery with a three-point attempt, no good. Mia Persa with the rebound. Here now Leah Persa back with it, back to Adams. 1:40 left here in this overtime period. Here Adams back to Leah Persa, feeds it in to Nikki Shiva, triple teamed in the corner to an open Smith for the three-point attempt. No good. Rebounded by Denali Pinto. Here now Montgomery up with it for the Tritons. And Montgomery over to Gallegos. Gallegos hands it over to Sigapong. 14 on the shot clock, but she is swiped. Elsholz swipes it. Goes up. She gets Svoboda to jump over her, and the layup is good by Elsholz now. Northridge takes a one-point lead. A timeout called on the floor here with a minute left here. We'll be back after this break here on KSDT Sports. Welcome back here to Lion Tree Arena. Tritons now down by one, inbounding. Is Gallegos gets it to Svoboda, back to Gallegos, a full court press rather, but the Tritons get up no problem with Sigapong with the ball. But she is swiped from behind again. Now Smith with a wide open layup opportunity gets it up and gets it in. Another timeout here called by Samaya Sigapong. Here now back to back times Samaya Sigapong has gotten the ball stolen, which has led to a Northridge basket. Northridge now up by three. With 54 left, the Tritons have no more timeouts left in this overtime.
Northridge is a strategy here, just knocking those shots, the ball out of the Tritons' hands here. We've got to be a bit more cautious when we're handling the ball.
See, what's interesting here is that the Tritons have 16 steals to go to Northridge's 8 for the Tritons. When all those steals, we're not able to score many points off it. The Tritons have forced 22 turnovers. They've only gotten 17 points off of those turnovers. Here now Tritons down by three with the ball. 54 left. Montgomery will inbound here for the Tritons. Here Montgomery trying to find someone to pass it to. Does to Gallegos. Goes a little bit high, but Gallegos kicks it out to Pinto. Pinto for the three-point attempt. No good. But an offensive rebound there by Sigapong. Sigapong retreats and goes back out. That's the three-point line with 15 on the shot clock. He's got to pass it to someone. Does to Pinto. Picked up her dribble here. Pinto on 10 on the shot clock. Gets a screen from Svoboda. Puts up the three. No good. But an offensive rebound, or fight for the rebound, rather. Picked up by Leah Persa. Jump ball called. It will go Northridge's way. We are now 28 on the clock overall. No more shot clock. The Tritons with a full court press here.
Gonna need a three-pointer here to tie the game again.
Yeah, the Tritons need a three to tie, but At best here, they need to get a steal or force a turnover. It's here. The Tritons now down by three. Northridge hasn't won a game since November. They haven't won a Big West game. That's here. Inbound, guarded, pounded rather, but fouled by Montgomery.
Falls on Conker by Montgomery.
The last game, Northridge won. They beat Seattle University November 9th. The final score of 81-72 in overtime. Northridge started the season 2-0. They won their first one against Utah State and then Seattle University. And since November 9th of last year, they have not won a game. Now, they've played close games. The first one there by Leah Purse was good. They lost to Davis by four. They lost to Santa Barbara by four. They lost to the Tritons by one. Back on February 1st, they missed the second free throw attempt there. Sigabong will take it up here with 22. She's double-teamed, but she gets around and gets it up. Here's Sigabong. Needs to get a shot up. Kind of a quasi-shot fouled by Adams. She would get two shots at the line here. Triton's down by four, but hopefully Sigabong can draw that difference to two.
Yeah, I noticed that the North has been losing, but just with a small difference. I think they've finally found that fire here against the Tritons.
Here now, Sigapong. First one is good. Tritons had several opportunities to put this one away in that fourth quarter, even at the end, where Northridge kind of should have won. They had a wide-open layup opportunity, but Elsholz threw the ball out of bounds. Samaya Sigapong knocks down both free throws to get her total up to 20 on the day. But keep in mind, she's also committed four fouls. She commits one more, she will be out of the game. Here, timeout called by Northridge, up by two with 16 left in overtime. We will be back after this quick break here on KSDT Sports. Here, welcome back. Interviewing the star of the game, Bryce Pope, here as the Tritons walk off 66-65 on defense. Bryce, you shot great from the floor, 15 points, but I want to take you back to about 9 minutes left in that second half. Emmanuel Shamanga got an and-one opportunity, a quick timeout, but then after that, you guys just turned it on. You came back roaring, you took the lead. What kind of happened around that point in the game?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't start the second half as well as we would have liked, but, we came back and fought and, you know, like you said, made a run like midway in that second half, and we were able to get a little bit of separation, and luckily we were able to hold on.
And another big thing, you guys were able to stop them on defense. What was kind of your second half adjustment for the defense there? Because that was a huge stop in the second half.
Yeah, you know, like you said, you know, I think during that same kind of stretch, like 8 or 9 minutes left in the second half, we did a good job of getting stops, and I don't think they scored for, I think it was some like 4 or 5 minutes. So, yeah, we really did a good job in that stretch.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Bryce Pope, star of the UC San Diego Tritons. How you feeling?
I'm good. Yeah.
Feeling good?
Yeah, I feel good.
So she did the more in-game questions. I'm going to go more overall. So you guys have been playing as a team, what, since June, July?
Yeah.
We're in March. March tomorrow. How's it kind of been so far? Kind of growing with this team as your redshirt freshman, so you sat the first year, but here's your first year playing. How's that been so far?
It's been good. Like, we're a pretty young team, so it's been like, it took a little while for us to get a rhythm, I think, but I think now that we're really, like, working well together and communicating and finding each other, I think we're doing a lot better, and yeah, I think we're going to continue that for the rest of the season, but yes.
And speaking on, I guess, lately, you could say, so you guys have won two straight after getting over the hump of losing four straight. How's that kind of transition conspired, really? Because you guys had a rough going, but now you're winning. You beat the best team on Saturday in UCI. How's that kind of success translated?
Yeah, I think it really helped our team morale with that one win, I think, because we were a little down, like, after those losses, I think. Yeah, we just, like, worked better these last couple games, and I think we just, like, keep improving, which is good, and yeah, just trying to continue that. But
and also kind of in that similar time frame, even over that kind of rough stretch, you and your game has really improved. You've been able to not only knock down a lot more shots, but we've seen it here today. I mean, you were able to do passing excellent, shooting excellent, defense excellent, rebounding excellent. What's kind of been that kind of, I don't want to call it a step up, but you've obviously been playing really good the past couple of weeks.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I think just being, like, more comfortable, I feel like. Yeah, I mean, the most important thing for me is, like, being prepared for the game, making sure I get enough sleep and, like, enough to eat and drink. But, yeah, I think just being more comfortable, I guess, and just being able to just go out and play. And I think I'm more used to, like, playing with our team. And, yeah, I think it's, like, retro in the year, like, I hadn't played in a while. So, at first, I was a little nervous, like, in those first couple games. But I think now that I've been playing, like, for a while now, I'm more, like, comfortable.
Speaking of sleep, as a Division I athlete, how many hours of sleep do you recommend someone should get?
I think it actually just depends on the person. Like, I know some people can go, like, with just, like, 6 hours of sleep and be perfectly fine. But me, I have to sleep, so I, like, at least try and get 8 or 9 hours of sleep. But sometimes, you know, you can't do that with school and everything and traveling. But, yeah, I try and at least get 8 or 9 hours for me personally. But I guess it differs for.
So you guys have 3 games left of the season, including the senior day this Sunday, mm-hmm. or excuse me, Saturday rather, here against Northridge. How do you guys see this rest of the season going? What do you guys want to make of it?
I think we're just going out and just, like, competing. Like, we're just trying to take care of our controllables and do our best and just finish out the season strong. Yeah, just finish out strong.
And then going into next year, because now it will be your true year, technically your sophomore season, mm-hmm. when we will actually be postseason eligible.
Oh, yeah.
So kind of going into that, how does that kind of, I don't want to say alter your mindset a little bit, but it's kind of like this year you're trying to beat teams. Specifically tonight when you played Bakersfield, you really hurt their chance to get into the dance. Mm-hmm. But going into next year, how do you think that's going to change your point of view a little bit?
I mean, it's obviously, like, a lot more exciting that we would have the opportunity as well. But I think no matter what, we just come and want to compete and win games. So, yeah, just, like, winning the conference if we could and just, like, yeah, just try our best to win games.
Awesome. And last question here. So you guys went to Italy over the summer. I actually listened to one of your guys' Triton cast recently mm-hmm. to see kind of a little bit about that. So you guys had Italian food there, and then here in downtown San Diego, yeah. we got Little Italy.
Yeah.
What do you think is better? Do you think the food in Italy is better, or do you think the Italian food here in Little Italy is better? Little Italy, okay, and what's your favorite?
Oh, no, I was going to say
Italy. Oh, you said
yeah.
Italy, oh.
Yeah, no, I would say Italy. Yeah, I had a really good steak there when I was there. It was the
steak in Italy?
It was the Florentine steak, and it was gigantic, and it was really good. I don't think I've ever had a steak that has beaten that, but... Yeah,
being from Colorado, too, they have pretty good steak in Colorado, don't they?
Yeah, they have good steak in Colorado, yeah. But no, what else was good? I had like a seafood spaghetti, like seafood pasta dish that was really good, too. Yeah,
was
I got to go.
Shrimp
I got to say
Italy,
yeah. Yeah, shrimp scampi. Yeah. Well, I think it was. Yeah, I don't know. I think it was like a mixture, yeah.
Very cool.
But it was really good, yeah.
Awesome. All right. Interview here with star of the game, Gracie Gallegos, here on KSDT Sports. Thank you for listening. Hope everyone had a great night. Anthony St. Laurent signing out here from Lion Tree Arena. Triton's winners, 50-43 here.